Words are living entities. They are given birth through man's mouth and they continue to live in the fourth dimension, becoming his home at the crossover, the secret science of numerology, Shirley Blackwell Lawrence. The law of vibration. This law serves as the foundation of the law of attraction and some of its principles are: everything in the universe moves and vibrates at their own speed and frequency. Everything and everyone is connected through energy, also called consciousness. Everything has its own vibration and frequency. You attract what you think about most and manifest things through the use of language. Everything inside and around you is energy. Thoughts, language, sounds, numbers, and words all have their unique frequency and vibration. Cussing is often related to fear and anger. The energies of these words are thick and heavy in frequency and vibration. Oftentimes, people regret what they said during an argument because at that time they weren't aware of what they were creating. You surround yourself and create with love when you speak from the heart. By how you choose your words, you either positively influence a life or not. This is how powerful the use of language can be. After all, it's called spelling for a reason. The Ascended Master Saint Germain bring us the gift of the violet flame, which is the seventh ray of the Holy Spirit. This energy appears to us as a violet color and it can be used for healing. By asking Saint Germain to heal our body, purify a bottle of water, or anything else we may think of, we evoke these energies. Germain is just one example of how to use a certain type of energy simply by asking and using intent. Consciousness is another word used to describe energy. There are no limitations to what you can create once you utilize the power of your consciousness through awareness and intent. Dr. Masaru Emoto conducted an experiment on the consciousness of water by either using constructive or destructive words, phrases, and music. The results of his studies are profound and show us how water reacts to the way it is treated. Now imagine how your body, mind, and spirit reacts to the way it is treated. Reality in Buddhism is called Dharma. It refers to the system of natural laws, which constitutes the natural order of things. Dharma is reality as it is. The teachings of Buddha offer a method to help people come out of their suffering. This method involves developing an awareness of mindfulness. The teachings seek to understand the differences between a person's view of what their reality is and the actual state of things. When you gain this understanding, you have developed the right or correct view, which is essential to our well-being and mental health. The first step to create a new reality is to acknowledge and take full responsibility for everything that has happened in your life. In this way, you take back your inner strength and align with your soul purpose. Life seems to be hard and filled with suffering when you are unaware of what you're creating. This is also called the karmic wheel of cause and effect. Healing takes place when you bring pain and suffering into awareness. In this way, you can change how the past determines the future. Be conscious and think about how your circumstances are serving you. By understanding the universal spiritual laws, we create insight and can therefore create our own reality, with our thoughts, actions, and beliefs. After all, your personal truths are your beliefs. So, when you are not happy with how your life is going, change it by changing your thoughts. The natural laws are also called the universal spiritual laws and they are divided into four categories. The basic laws of life are the law of attraction, the law of attachment, the law of request, the law of projection, the law of resistance, and the law of reflection. The laws of creation are the law of attention, the law of flow, the law of abundance, the law of clarity, the law of intention, the law of prosperity, the law of manifestation, and the law of success. The laws of higher awareness are the law of balance and polarity, the law of karma, the law of reincarnation, the law of responsibility, the law of discrimination, the law of affirmation, the law of prayer, the law of meditation, and the law of challenge. The laws of higher frequency are the law of frequency or vibration, the law of miracles, the law of healing, the law of purification, the law of perspective, the law of gratitude, the law of blessings, the law of decree, the law of faith, the law of grace, and the law of one. When untrue thoughts come to mind, we can bring them into awareness and change them. Thoughts are powerful and what we tell ourselves becomes our reality. Buddha said, what we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts build up our life of tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind. To understand why life happened the way it did, you will move out of the victim role and into your authentic power. Our experiences are mirrors meant to look at without judgment so we can learn from it.